Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, welcome back to the second hour of this show. Would normally be going January the 2nd, which is Saturday, but we're being recorded on December the 30th, I believe it is. I don't have my new calendar up there. But we've just got through having a dynamite hour with Dr. Michael Hill. He's been, please continue to pray for him. He's been kind of under the weather. He's one of my brothers, one of my heroes. I love him to death. We may have to go to Charlottesville with him back in probably March or April. I'm like Dr. Hill. I'm not as optimistic as his attorney is. I don't think they're going to get that suit dismissed. And if they don't get it dismissed, Blood River Radio will be accompanying Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs to Charlottesville to the federal court up there. Anyway, people, in case you didn't tune into the first hour, that's what we did. Anyway, right now, we have another great brother of ours, Pastor Everett Ramsey. He is the pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Houston, Missouri. And he is a right-believing, right-thinking, good, upright Christian man who's a great, he is a wonderful activist in his own right. And he's getting ready to come on to the show and tell us about some new stuff I didn't know about that Lee Cochran's been knowing about it. But, Lee keeps up on stuff that I can't. Anyway, how are you doing today, Pastor Ramsey?
Oh, well, doing great. The Lord is good, but thank you for having us on. We're glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming on, because without people like you, Pastor, we couldn't, Blood River could not make it. We could not do this by ourselves. You know, they say no man's an island.
Yeah, well, we need your voice, so I'll do what I can.
Well, I'll tell you what, every time you've been on, you've been great, and you're just a wonderful man. I enjoy having you on. You're a good, clean Christian man, and you're one of the survivors. I've known so many people in my life that have gone by the wayside. You know, some of them, they left. Some of them, we had to get rid of them. But I really appreciate you being you know who I'm talking about. But, yeah. Pastor, at least we know some of them I'm talking about. But anyway, Pastor, what are we going to talk about tonight? Hey, the floor is yours, Pastor.
We're going to talk about what? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hard of hearing, but repeat that again, please.
I said, what do you want to talk about tonight? The floor is yours. Blood River Radio is we're at your service.
Well, yes, I first of all, I want to reassure everybody that God is still on the throne. He's the boss. He's in charge. He's not surprised by anything that's going on. In fact, he's directing it. I'm fully convinced that many of the things that people are fearing today were allowed and brought to us by the Lord for our own good. God's people in this country as a whole have been misled by their pastors, and they don't believe the truth. They don't know who they are. They don't know who God is. And God is trying to get their attention. And it's working in many places. Some places it's not. But the troubles that we are in as a nation, there's no doubt that God allowed President Trump to get in power for several reasons. And his first reason for running was to rescue the children from out under the tunnels in this country that were being exploited and killed and sacrificed by people who are in power and people who are satanic and witchcraft. So the other side, the deep state, those who are in the were in the international banking cartel, they're using, even now, they're using what the Bible says in Revelation is the pharmakia of what they call medical spiritualism. It's a satanic way of doing things. I just read a report on this COVID by a doctor who finally said this is medical witchcraft. This stuff is not anything what they're telling us. They're using it as an excuse to put stuff in our bodies. Actually, they're injecting things that would be normally recognized as cancerous cells that go in our body. Maybe that's why all of our people are getting cancer. I'm not sure. But out of all this, we're at war. Most Americans do not really understand where we're at in this thing. But we're in a war, especially in Washington, D.C. And President Trump had put out a call for the militias to come to Washington by the 4th of January. The 6th of January will be the day when they find out whether President Trump is going to win. And my understanding is, I read a report this morning that Mr. Biden is probably going to be arrested before the inauguration, so he's not going to be there. And if he's not there, then Kamala Harris can't be in. And so President Trump will probably call for new elections. We're not sure. There are several roads that he can take. If he implements any SARA, which is the National Economic and Recovery Act, which was signed under the Bill Clinton administration, and people say when they hear that, they say, well, he didn't sign anything any good. Well, he signed it at the gunpoint of the white hats out of the military. He had to sign it. Now, he didn't want to. Bush didn't want to implement it. That's when he blew up the towers. So this whole thing, and there's 209 countries in the world that have signed on to this new money that will be backed by gold and assets of the country, not this funny money anymore by the Federal Reserve. And they're fighting. They're fighting. They've teamed up with the Chinese, and the Chinese have teamed up with the Democrats. And that's why we're having this war. And just over Christmas, we had a bombing down in Nashville. It just so happens that at the bomb or whatever it is that went off, there are a couple of other theories. Some think it was a missile. Some think it was a plasma laser attack off of the platform of a satellite somewhere in space. But whatever it was aimed at the AT&T building, which is where the NSA a spy operation is on the American people, one of them. There's several of them. And it is also rumored that in that building is where they have the Dominion voting machines, and they were trying to destroy evidence. And the same night, the same day that that happened in Rochester, New York, a printing company burned to the ground, which was used by the other side to print up fake and false ballots. And so it's obvious that the deep state's trying to hide the evidence for their crimes. And we know they're not going to be able to do it. We got Attorney Powell, and we got some other people that are coming along to face them, Giuliani and others. So we're just waiting. Now, one of the things I think it's been verified, according to what I understand, if you go on line and you go to L.A. County or the L.A. Los Angeles area and put in the arrest record for the last 30 days, you'll find the name Adam Schiff on there. And it was reported that he was picked up at LAX back around Christmas time. Now, he's in the house. Everybody says, well, he's not in jail. That's true. They get out on bail. But that he's probably wearing a bracelet, just like Joe Biden is, we think, under that boot he's got on. So things are happening. Things are happening. People, Trump is trying to make things happen slowly and openly so that people will know that his desire is not to be a dictator. His desire is to try to recover this great country back to a constitutional position. So we need to pray for him and pray for all of the team, the White Hats and the alliance that work with him. And hopefully we're going to see I believe by the 6th of January or thereabouts, we will either have a great victory or we'll be at war, one or the other.
Yes, sir. Pastor, you have really – I've got a whole page of notes. Just what you said already. Man, I tell you what, you are like a – like they say, a walking, breathing, organic encyclopedia. We'll be going to a break real fast.
Okay.
But before we go, you mentioned Sidney Powell. Excuse this hack.
Yes.
Well, I got to take one quick drink. Hang on. It'll be like Rush Limbaugh. I got to take a break.
All right.
I got to take a drink. Okay, I've got her website pulled up. She's one of my heroes, Pastor.
Yeah, she is. She's good.
And I'll go back to her website to give people where people can go. She has a website called Defending the Republic. You mentioned her, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Here's one of her quotes on her website. It says, in fact, I lost it the first hour I was trying to read it, but I found it. It says, the right to do what the law does not prohibit without fear of harassment or punishment is one of the hallmarks of free society. What a great lady. I would give anything to meet her in person. I would like to offer her the services of Blood River Radio and the services of Eddie Miller as a bodyguard and whatever she needs. The same thing that we offered to Dr. Hill, who's under duress right now. But you said quite a lot, Dr. Hill. Before I go to all these other questions I have, because we'll be going to a break any second now, since we're recording the show. I'm a little bit behind on my clock. Will Trump stand and fight for we, the people who voted for him? Knowing him, he knows. Trump happens to know that the election was just a total fraud, a total stealing, totally stolen. Is he going to stay and fight for us? Will he call the militia up? And by the militia being us, we the people, all men from like ages of 16 to 58 or whatever. You go to the Federalist Papers, it'll tell you. Will he stand and fight, or is he just going to acquiesce, Pastor?
Oh, he's going to fight. He wouldn't have asked for the militia to come into town if he was going to turn it over.
Yes, sir. There comes the music. That comes that break I knew we were up on. Okay. We'll go back to the questions as soon as we come back, Pastor.
Thank you.
People, hang on your seats. We'll be right back with Pastor Everett Ramsey.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Dear precious Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for supporting Blood River Radio. We were actually thriving. We're in our third year of broadcasting. It just seems almost impossible we could be on the air that long. Time just, it's amazing how fast it flies. You know, we've had a superb team. I tell you what, we've had the fellow who syndicates our show, Sam Bushman. He's one of a kind. He's the only guy I know of that has fought the federal government, ZOG, more than I have. You know, I can't say enough for Sam, not just because he syndicates our show, but the man puts his money where his mouth is. He's got a gigantic gigantic operation right now. I wish I could say, well, he'll be, hopefully we can be broadcasting it. Hopefully he can call into our show if this thing happens on a Saturday. I'm not at liberty to say it because we've got an operation, but it's gigantic. And listen, he's hocked his house to get his to get Liberty News Radio going years ago. The IRS has hounded him to hell, and he told him to stick it. He's held his ground, and he's one of the few fire breathers like myself that just looks and just spits in the eye and say, "Bring it on, brother." But anyway, just to let you know who you're with. You're with some fire eaters, not just Blood River Radio, but Liberty News, who they syndicate our show. You made some great points, but we have a man. I've got about 15 questions here, but we have a man hanging on. He's one of our co-hosts, Lee Cochran. He's okay. Very loyal, and he's knowledgeable to some of the things you've mentioned. I'm going to bring Lee Cochran's going to come on and ask you a question or two, Pastor.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lee.
Oh, yes. Hi, Pastor. This is Lee. How you doing? What do you think about the Trump, you know, using the Insurrection Act, using the Insurrection Act?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be useful for him to declare?
I know Attorney Powell and several of the other people that are working with him have been pushing him to declare the Insurrection Act, and he is using some parts of it and the martial law stuff, just like this bill that he put back in. A lot of people don't understand the reason he wants $2,000 to the American people is he wants to bankrupt the Federal Reserve, and he's trying very hard to do it. And and he used part of the Impoundment Act to line veto some of the things they had in there. And Mitch McConnell has kind of turned out to be a traitor more than he has been a loyalist. But nevertheless, yes, the Insurrection Act, and none of us really like it. My concern is this. In every record of the world where people have come to power through what we would call the use of force, forget that it was the people that came to power to protect, and eventually they become the enemy of their own people. I pray and trust that will not be the case with Mr. Trump. I think he understands that even if he gets reelected, he's only going to get one more term, and I think that's a good thing in this country. But my understanding from what bases I've touched, that they're trying to get the vice president to challenge the votes in some of those states. Once that's done, those states have to be tossed out, and then the Senate or the House would vote on. They would get one vote per state on who is going to be the president. And there are 27 states that would go to the Republicans and 20 to the Democrats. But that we don't know. Pence may not stand up, and if he doesn't, then they may have to use the Insurrection Act and part of the martial law touts to make it work. I have no doubt. I had one report yesterday that a gentleman said that Mr. Biden will not be the president. He will not be sworn in because if need be, he will be arrested for his crimes before the inauguration, and that leaves Trump. So I understand they have six avenues to get Trump back in, and they're doing all of them at the same time because they don't know which one they need.
That'll be a disaster if he gets in. We'll never get out of the downslide.
Yeah. Well, if Biden got in, we would be a communist Chinese meat for lunch, you know. That's what we would be. And I think President Trump understands that.
Yeah, we'll all be speaking Chinese, but they're interfering in our elections. We can't have that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they've got all that, and I think Roberts, the head of the Supreme Court, they've already found out that he went to Jeff Epstein's island and had
Yes,
he's not a good guy. He's on the other side, And he's the one that signed all of the tapping of the Trump phones and stuff in the first election. He gave them all permission. He's the one that gave them permission to do all that. And so, I think my personal feeling is I don't think I would be shocked if at least one or two of the Supreme Court justices didn't get arrested before it's over.
Amen.
Yeah, I sure hope they do.
Yeah. Well, we understand. I can't verify this. I got a report the other day. I wish I could. I've tried. But I understand that they've been going out after the highballers, and they went to arrest the Clintons. And I understand they got her, but he died. I can't verify that. But I got that report. That whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm still trying to verify that. But that was
God
what
works
I understood.
Mysterious ways.
I did not know this, but they said that he had been under doctor's care. He's been sick. And so maybe the stress caused him to have a heart attack. They said natural causes. I don't know. But I still don't know if that's true or not. But that's what I heard.
Well, all you can do is just report what you heard. We can't guarantee it.
Well, I would just ask you and everybody else to do what you can to search it out and see if you've got a source that'll give you something on, you know. We all have different sources, and some of them are better than others. So the American people have been in the dark so long, and they've been just sheep so long. The news media has, even yet today, the first thing when I tell some of this stuff to my people and other people, the first thing out of their mouth is, well, it hasn't been on the news. I said, well, why would you expect them to put it on the news? It's their buddies that are going down. They're not going to tell you that. About a week ago, the rumor was that they were looking for to arrest the heads of ABC, NBC, and CBS, and those guys have disappeared. They don't know where they're at.
But that would be great.
But the head of Fox, he's in England. He's not here in this country. And he heard about it, and he knew the long arm of the American military. And so he called his work over here, and they did come out and make an announcement that Trump actually won the election.
Oh, hallelujah.
So I think they probably backed off of him for a little bit. But he's not a good guy. They may eventually remove him anyway.
Well, that if it's true or halfway true, that's great news.
Yeah, well, I've been encouraged. The news that I'm reading is very encouraging, and I think that's why the other side used that Chinese, and I believe it was a platform laser from space that hit, and there's several reasons for that. Is because there's no crater. If it had been a bomb, there would have been a crater. And they used the AT&T building. The reason it didn't get destroyed is that it's a NSA bunker. It's reinforced with steel and hardened concrete, and it had a false brick on the outside, blew the brick off, but it never did get inside the building. Now it did damage some things. It took down the first responders network in Nashville, and it took down the one that they used to track planes out of Memphis, and it took down another network of the spy network that they had there. But it didn't get into if there's voting machines there. Evidently, nobody has said it destroyed them or anything. But
yeah.
Well, guys, hear the music. We got to go to our second break. People,
all right,
in your seats. We got Pastor Everett Ramsey on, and we got Lee Elvis Cochran coming on, helping me interview Mr. Pastor Everett Ramsey. Be right back, people. I will in your seats.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A congressman-elect has died from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Republican Congressman-elect Luke Letlow has died of complications from COVID-19. Letlow was elected in November to represent Louisiana's 5th Congressional District and was to be sworn in next week. He was hospitalized on December 19th after testing positive for the virus and later moved to an intensive care unit. Letlow is survived by his wife Julia and their two children. He was 41. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Letlow had lived in Start, Louisiana. Colorado health officials identified the first COVID-19 case caused by the contagious UK variant. The new strain could be as much as 70% more transmissible, but there's no evidence to say it's more deadly. The individual is a male in his 20s who is currently in isolation just outside of Denver, Colorado. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Direct stimulus payments of $600 are being sent out as political maneuvering continues over boosting the money to $2,000. The Internal Revenue Service announced in a statement on Tuesday that the money was being distributed firstly as direct deposits and then with paper checks. After a 9-day manhunt, the fugitive accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed was caught Tuesday. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia. He is currently awaiting extradition at a jail in Doddridge County, West Virginia. A team of researchers affiliated with several institutions in China, one from Italy and one from Iceland, has used a machine learning artificial intelligence application to count and note the locations of over 100,000 craters on the moon. In their paper published in the journal Nature Communications, the group describes programming their system to recognize craters by training it with data collected by Chinese lunar orbiters. USA Radio News.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I can't tell y'all how much I appreciate you. You know, we're on the air for another year, thanks to you people. Sam has kept us on and through all the hell. Sam has never put a muzzle on us because he knows we speak the best of our ability. We are for God's law, as based on the King James Bible, God the Father. We the Constitution, which really was built on a lot of people don't like to admit it, but it was built on God's law, built on Jesus Christ. Mayflower Compact sounds that out. Probably the Pennsylvania Constitution may be one of the best. It sounds it all out. But I'm just going to ask a question or two. Then we'll turn it back up. We'll ask the questioning back over to Lee. Pastor has mentioned so many things. I've taken so many notes. Lee asked you about the Sedition and Insurrection
right.
Act. I'll just make one comment here. You know, that was an act I've read where it really was used in 1957 when communist good old Uncle Joe Dwight David Eisenhower sent the federal troops into Little Rock, Arkansas, and in turn put bayonets in the face of high school children over there to segregate those schools, to bring those feral animals into those schools. Also used probably in 1961. Birmingham, Alabama, or about 1958-59 Ole Miss, but it wouldn't be the first time. It's been used many times, according to, I think, General Michael Flynn was talking about that. That's just a comment I had to make. And, you know, you also talked about you know, this, what's his name, Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts.
Yeah.
You know, it's been my understanding he's a flaming homosexual in the print. A lot of them are. And, you know, it also harkened me back to thinking Justice Scalia died under Chief Justice, very mysterious circumstances down there, someplace out in the middle of nowhere, I think with West Texas. I mean, it's just beyond, it's, you know, you can't write stuff like that. You couldn't write fictional novels. It sounds like fiction, but it's not. Also, Jim Rothstein, I'll make this comment right quick, like, then we'll go back to Lee. Inspector Jim Rothstein used to come on our show all the time. We need to get him on again. He was started off as a Vietnam Navy pilot, Navy guy. He was involved with the Bay of Pigs. He later became a beat cop in Manhattan when he first caught on to all the massive pedophilia going on in Manhattan and seeing the congressmen and the senator critters coming up there and bidding on children, little boys, little girls, like they were cattle. I've said this several times. I think I said it on the first hour show, but I'm going to say it again. It needs repeating. He said, without compromise, he stands by that at least, bare minimum, 30 to 35% of all the Congress critters, being United States representatives and the United States senators, are they're homosexuals, they're pedophiles, they're drug users, they're the criminals of the worst kind. I mean, they are the absolute filth of society. So yes, and you mentioned, Pastor, about these tunnels up there. Did President Trump help put an end to that some kind of way? But I was just going over that and letting you know, man, we could do 4 hours or 5 hours on what you've already said.
Yeah.
Before I hand it back over to Lee, this Nashville bomb, I mean, you know more about it, and Lee knows more about it than I do, but just what you said, Pastor, and then I'm going to ask this question and we'll go back to Lee. Do you think it has any parallels between the Oklahoma City Federal Murrell Building and Trade Tower Number 7, it wasn't even hit by a pellet gun, yet it collapsed at the speed of gravity in the shadow of its own weight. And with that, I'll go back to you, and you go ahead and answer my questions, Pastor, and then Lee, take over after Pastor gets to responding to me.
Well, first of all, I would say that there is a lot of similarity between what happened in Nashville and the towers, or the building by the towers. I don't know how it would be with the Murray building. That's a different story, and I had a federal marshal come and talk to me one time because he knew I was working with what they considered to be the underground information network in the country. And he asked me why we think that the government would blow up one of its own buildings. I said, well, man, you haven't read any history, have you? Why don't you go read the history books? They've been blowing up stuff of their own for years to get us to believe the way they want us to. So I did hear that he put his kids in a Christian school after that because he figured out that the government, the high schools were teaching socialism and stuff he didn't want. But anyway, that's where I was. I believe there is some similarity.
You know, in Oklahoma City, before I go back to Lee, now the Oklahoma City building, I've been told what I consider a very reliable source. The reason the Oklahoma City, the people, the feds that blew that up, they had narrowed it down to two different federal buildings, the one in Phoenix, Arizona, and the one in Oklahoma City. The reason they picked Oklahoma City, get this, people, is because the Oklahoma City federal building had a nursery in it that had small children. And they wanted to kill the children because they wanted to make the largest possible impact on the mentality of the people in the milieu in America as possible, and blame the whole thing on the white Christian militia. And, I've also been told by people that investigated that, one of the fellows who's choked on a chicken bone, his name was J.D. Cash. He owned the McGurk and Gazette newspaper over in Idabel, Oklahoma, where my mother used to live. I used to talk to him every now and then. But he talked all about that, how the FBI, he said there was more FBI agents in and out of there in Elamine City. Of course, this is going back years and years ago than there was Klansmen or whatever. But he said that's where all the government documents from Whitewater, when they were getting ready to prosecute the Clintons over that Whitewater thing back in the 80s, all the documents were stored there. They killed the feds. They knocked out a lot of, they got rid of a lot of birds with just one stone. And with that, I'll shut up and go back to Lee. Do you have any further questions for the good pastor?
Well, I just wanted to get the pastor's take on the vaccine issue. My take is it's very dangerous, the current one, because it hasn't been tested enough. What are your thoughts on it, Pastor?
Well, the vaccine?
Yeah.
The vaccine, as far as I'm concerned, is the mark of the beast. I wouldn't take it. They've got metal in it, tracking metals in it. They've got fetal tissue from aborted babies. They've got nanobots that will change your DNA. We believe that the Saxon people and their kindred are the descendants of Israel. And if they take the shot, and if they take the shot and change their DNA, they're not going to be that anymore. So that takes them out from under a lot of promises and covenants. So I think it's the mark of the beast myself. I wouldn't take it under any circumstances. I would die before I would take it.
Well, that's how I feel. God bless you for saying that, because I have a brother who he's a scientist and he's all for it, and he doesn't know he's going to get sick from it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that this vaccine is geared to work slowly at first, but they can speed it up with this 5G platform they have, and they can cause it to work faster than it's normally. But eventually, if you take the shot, eventually you're going to have side effects that may even kill you, but they might be 1 year, 2 year down the road. And they hope that everybody will take it and they can get rid of most of the population. Bill Gates, if you've never been on YouTube and watched Bill Gates, he's got a briefing before the CIA made back several years ago on the God gene. He said we found that a lot of religious fundamental, he called them fundamentalist fanatics, they've got a God gene up in their brain that causes them to be non-negotiable on any of the issues. And
you got that right.
And he said we can fix that with a vaccine. And they've done it. They've actually given people vaccines, and the people themselves have said, I don't have the same feeling for God I used to have. And so that's a very dangerous position to be in. I don't know why they would take it in the first place. But then he has another video on there where he talks about the reduction of the population of the world from 3 trillion or whatever it is down to 500 million. That's what they want. And he says we can achieve that through vaccinations.
Yeah, he's so evil. And they're trying to give all the police officers here in Memphis the vaccine. It's going to be terrible.
Yep. Well, they're going after the first responders and force and the military. The president has made it voluntary.
Hear the music. We'll be right back. We'll be right back as soon as this last break.
People.
We're getting ready to go into the last segment. Hang on to your seats, people. Be right back.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the Har genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian Brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on. This is our final segment of our first show of the new year. Our last show of, not the last show of 2020, but the first show of 2021, even though we were being recorded, we were recording it prior to Saturday. So if there's any upcoming breaking news that we don't cover, it happens like on a Friday or Saturday. Just know that this is a recorded show, but I think we're bringing you some really quality radio. I really do. You know, Pastor Ann Lee made some great points. For one thing, before I get into anything else, I don't know why in the world anybody would ever take anything medically involved from Bill Gates. Bill Gates doesn't even have a college degree. Bill Gates doesn't even have as much education as yours truly. You know, I have a bachelor of science degree in nursing. I'm a trauma certified nurse, a combat medic. I have infinitely more medical experience than that clown. Boy, I tell you what I would love, Lord have mercy, I would love to meet that dude in a phone booth, if you know what I mean. I can explain, I would explain a few things to that dorko. You know, I would give him I tell you what I would do, I would give him a vaccine. I'd give him an enema, what we used to call a high hot and a hell of a lot. Well, I'd give about 5 gallons of that stinking vaccine. I'd give him an enema in his anus and his nose and his ears, any place that had an Orifix, I certainly would. But and then after that, I would get rough with him. But, you know, that stuff you're talking about, Pastor, you're absolutely right. I think Lee's talked about it before, too, and I think you probably talked about it. It actually changes your RNA and your DNA.
Yeah, right.
It's got the AIDS virus in it. Even the stinking flu vaccine's got all that crap in it, a lot of the stuff in it. So I wouldn't take that for love nor money. But anyway, I was going to say something else, and it's kind of almost slipped my mind. But since it slipped my mind, Lee, I'm going to go back to you. Any more questions for Pastor Lee?
Well, I just, you know, just don't take the vaccine and join Oath Keepers.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you just before we broke there for an ad that the president and his staff refused to take it. They did not take it. And he gave the order to the military that it was voluntary. He was not going to make them take it. So he has some idea what's going on. My understanding is I've talked with at least two or three other people who are out in the field, and there are several hospitals and clinics that have returned the vaccine and refused to use it. And nobody's talking about that. And so there's a lot of people know there's a lot of problems with this vaccine. And I just tell people, don't take it. I'd rather die from COVID than to die from that. So if I'm going to die, then let the COVID kill me.
Yeah, I'm sure China's just waiting for us to all get sick, and they'll just walk on in and take over the USA.
Right, yeah, you bet. Yep. Well, God is on the throne, and God is moving, and I think I'm seeing a lot of good signs. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are very much aware that the vaccine is not any good. Even people who have had COVID, they still don't want the vaccine. And I think there's going to be a large resistance to it.
I sure hope so. I get desperate. I get losing hope and stuff. But now you're giving me hope, Pastor.
Yeah, well, good. I have hope. In fact, I just preached a sermon in my church last week on hope, and I'm going to publish that this coming month and send that out. You get my mail, don't you, Eddie?
Yes, sir. And I'm glad you came back to me, because I want to ask you before we before I go back to Lee and before I ask you another question or make another comment, Pastor, what all is involved in doing you call it precatory prayer? Do you know? Because
precatory prayer. In precatory prayers. Is that's our battle axe as Christians. We've been told that we can defend ourselves, but we're very limited on where we can go forward. Now, in this part of the country, the sheriffs work with the local militias, and they do have an operation that they can go forward with. But most of the time, we are dealing with spiritual problems, and that's exactly what we're doing now with all of this that's going on. It's the enemy is a spiritual enemy. He may be physical, too, but he's spiritual. And the Lord has taught us that anything we bind, he told us anything we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and anything we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And we need to learn to confess our sins and the sins of our fathers who didn't pay attention and allowed our country to get in this mess. We need to confess their sins, ask God to forgive us, and then we need to turn around and tell the Lord, ask the Lord. And this is what we prayed in our church, and we'll be glad to send you copies of what we did. We prayed that the Lord would bind the hands, the heart, the mind of Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, and any other people who are involved in trying to fight with God's elect people. And we've seen miracles happen here. We really have.
Well, Pastor, I'm with you. How long would it take to say that prayer? You probably don't remember it, though,
I'd have to. It would take, I don't know how much time you got, but it would require us to have, I don't have it in front of me, I'm sorry. But next time, maybe if you want us to share it, we will. Or I think I sent it to you. Did you get a copy of it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sure I got it. Like I say, and I hate to say, I'm not trying to play like the president or anything, but I get, you know, I have a supporter who send me thing. I try to read it all. In fact, I've been reading The Secret Behind Communism, George Lincoln Rockwell, White Power. Let's see, Ernst Mandel's book, Life from Cell Number 7, and other things. But, you know, I'd like to share two things with y'all about, and you're absolutely right, Pastor. I'm a former soldier, combat medic. I'm very materialistic, you know, militaristic, not materialistic.
Right.
But you know what? Without God's help, without God's being in the battle, you can't win, because it is a spiritual battle. And I'd like to point out two times that God has saved people from absolute no hope of victory. One, we talked about in this show last week. You know, our show is theme is we fight against global white genocide. Our poster child for white genocide is South Africa, where it's being carried out, hardcore genocide.
Right.
You know, at Christmas of 1836, the Voortrekkers, the Boer, Afrikaners were on the banks of the Inkomay River over there.
Right.
And there were less than 500 of them. They prayed to God to deliver them. In fact, I've recited the Day of the Vow prayer on the show twice. I won't recite it today. But they prayed. They dedicated their lives to God. They promised to God that if he would save them from the heathen, from these feral animals, that they would always remember him. They would build a churches in his name. They would teach their children time immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next day during that battle, after that prayer, less than 500 Afrikaners defeated. They slaughtered an army of over 30,000 Zulus, the cream of the crop of the black warriors they had in Africa. They killed so many of the Zulus that the river actually turned red with their blood, hence the name. That's where the name Blood River comes from. That was one miracle. I also talked about the same show during when George Washington crossed the Delaware. Immense praying. He prayed and prayed and prayed. There was like 4,000 of the barefoot starving. They were so hungry, Pastor, they were eating. Their patriots, Washington's army, were actually eating tree bark and roots.
Mm-hmm.
They were written off by the bloody British. They thought that they were going to surrender because all the enlistments expired a couple of weeks later. They prayed. They crossed the river. They did what the impossible, but they did it because God fought the battle for them. Back to you, Pastor.
Yeah, well, the Zulus and the Afrikaners, Zulu went, so those that survived went back north. And the people up there asked them, how could you be defeated by 550? And they said, there was way more than 550. There were thousands in the sky who were shooting arrows at us, and we were being killed by them.
That's true. That's what Simon Roach says.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Simon Roach said the same thing. Well, we've got probably about, I don't know, probably 2.5 or 3 minutes, Pastor. Go ahead and keep rocking on, and Lee, chime in and ask Pastor a question anytime you get ready, brother. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, well, I would just like to leave everybody with hope. We're God's people. This is God's country. God moved his people to this country, as you stated earlier, to start it as a place for God's people. And he's not going to let the enemy win. I don't know how many of God's people will be hurt or killed or destroyed, but I can guarantee you that this country will never be taken over by the Chinese or anyone else. It's God's country, and God's people live here, and God will work on his people and bring them to repentance so that he can give them the victory. That's what I feel.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And before I turn it over to Lee, I'll just say one guy I despise, but he did say one thing that was right. Abraham Lincoln said that all the armies of Europe attacking the United States would not be able to take a drink of water out of the Ohio River. But if the United States went down, it would be brought down from within. And that's what we see right now. I know Pastor and Lee will agree. We're being brought down by, and make no mistake about it, Pastor said it, Lee said it, I've said it, Sam said it. It is a spiritual battle. I always want to say Ephesians. It might not be Ephesians, but it goes something like this. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood but against powers, against the forces of darkness, against the evil spirit of evil in high places. That's what we wrestle against. So we have to put on the whole armor of God. But I'm not trying to be a pastor.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. And, yes, sir. Yes, thank you, sir.
And Lee, would you like to ask these people like the Clintons and the Bushes and all of them, they're satanic. I don't care what you say. They're consumed with satanic powers, and that's why they do all these bloody things with children. You know, it's just so that's our battle. That's really it.
Yes, it is. Lee, any final questions for Pastor before we have to run out of time?
Well, it's been a great interview, but I just wanted to say this deception of the devil, our medical establishment, and they're deceiving us, and they're lying to us, and you can't trust them.
Yeah. Well, that's one other thing that my sources told me, that the reason that some of the vaccines were slow in getting out is that the military was distributing them, but before then, they had to test them. And if they found stuff in them, like we're talking about, the word was that Trump was going to arrest the heads of those companies. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yes, sir.
I sure hope,
Pastor, would you like to give a quick prayer before we leave?
Yeah, well, that'd be go. Fine. Heavenly
give
Father,
give
thank
us a 15-second prayer. Go ahead, Pastor. Well, I guess that's it. I guess we lost Pastor. He was going to give us a quick prayer. People, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been our first show. for the year, the brand new year to 2021. Thank you so much for keeping us on the air. Thank you, Lee, for coming in. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Sam, for doing such a bang-up job with such a short notice. Hope we can tell about Sam's operation this time next week. Hope we can call it in our show. We claim it first. We're going to claim Sam first when he comes up with his operation. Good night, everybody.